Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is a call from an inmate at the Indiana State Prison.
My name is Phil Chalmers, and I'm a serial killer profiler.
How many murders are you responsible for?
36.
47 to 52.
I found your sister's killer.
I want to see him face to face.
Listen to Where the Bodies Are Buried, a true crime podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Audio Up News Network. This is our season one finale. I don't know how they can deny 22 weekly downloads, but this is our season one finale. I'm Zach Selwyn. I'm with Liam Farrell out in Brooklyn. What's up, Mr. Farrell?
What's going on, Zach?
Man, a lot, especially because, you know, sadly, this is going to be the end of our first season. But, you know, we need a break. It's been a good run, three episodes a week for God knows, like 6 months now. And I'm looking forward to, you know, all the free time I'm going to have now. This whole thing takes 20 minutes, by the way.
Catch up on your kombucha.
That's exactly right. The show today brought to you by Health Aid Kombucha. No, it's not, but contact us if you want to sponsor us. Liam Farrell, we are honored to welcome another Liam here today. My friend, your friend, Liam Sullivan, great comic.
Hi, musician. Guys.
How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Good. I'm doing good. Good to see you, too.
I want to start this off real quick with welcoming back your character, Kelly, famous for the infamous Shoes video back, God, I don't know how many years it is now.
It was 14 years ago.
Unbelievable. Wow. So 14 years ago, Kelly went viral with the video for Shoes, which, I mean, what a ride, what a crazy experience that was for you. Yeah, and I was in that video, wasn't I?
You were in the pool party scene, bumping and grinding with Purple Man, Scott Pitts.
That's right. My career didn't take off as much as yours did after that, but you know, that's okay.
Well, it went on a, you know, roller coaster.
Yeah,
went up, it went down, bounced back up.
So you have a new video called Masks.
Masks, yeah. Kelly, and
is Kelly there?
Kelly's right here. Hey, I sound a lot like Liam.
Kelly, congratulations. Whatever. Congrats on the new video for Masks, the new song. You're back after all these years. Where you been?
Wow. I was buying shoes. I went out. My goal was to get all the shoes.
How close did you get?
Oh, not close at all.
You got close. I mean, I've seen a lot of shoes in those closets. I mean, pretty impressive, no matter what the case. So. Now you're on to masks. Are you collecting masks or just sort of like commenting on masks?
I guess both.
Okay.
I think we should wear masks like the scientists say we should. And there's good research that shows it helps slow the spread of this fucking coronavirus. So let's wear a mask.
Well, do you mind if we take a little listen to this, a sample from the song right now? Or do we have to pay, TuneCore an absurd amount of money to do that? Liam Farrell.
$1,800.
I'm whitelisting this channel. We are good.
All right. 1,800. Is that what it is? 1,800 per spin?
That's right. Statutory rate.
I wish. Statutory what?
Rate. Get your mind out of the gutter, Kelly.
I don't know. I heard statutory and
We're excited for Masks. Here's a little sample of it right here.
Masks. Masks. Let's wear a mask.
How's it going?
Let's wear a mask.
Yeah.
Let's wear a mask. Let's wear a mask. These masks rule. This mask sucks. This mask rules. This mask sucks!
What a song. What a video. As always, playing multiple characters.
It's Shoes, but masks.
This time. Okay. Okay. No, any rumor that there's another sequel coming? Sock?
I think it, like, if in another 14 years, like, we're mandated to wear something else. Well, we're not even mandated to wear a mask.
It'll be like a foot fungus pandemic, and everyone will have to wear protective socks.
Yeah, then it'll be like cream. Foot cream. Oh my God, foot cream.
I wish we had someone, knew someone at Auto Tune in the News who can take that little sample right there and turn it into a song.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, masks are everywhere. What is your preferred mask, Kelly? What's like your favorite? I know you say these masks, some masks suck, some masks are cool. Which is the mask that Kelly likes to wear?
Well, I like the Black Lives Matter mask. Mm-hmm. I like the shoes mask. I like the Betch mask. And yeah, I like the cloth masks because you can wash them. You're supposed to wash them.
Wait.
Yeah, they say you have to, like, after you go out and about and do your stuff and you come home, you wash your mask because those particles could be in there and you just, you know, you don't want to, like, wear it again and just breathe all those particles again.
Question for you, Kelly. Thank you for alerting me. I didn't know that. I've been using the same mask since March.
Oh, shit.
I've had 3 beard infections since then. But
you can get beard infections?
It's a long story. I don't want to bore you with it. how did you feel? All right, so Kelly, when shoes came out, you pretty much invented the word betch, B-E-T-C-H. Now, I've seen this thing on, like, yoga bags, on t-shirts at Target. The name, the word batch has gone everywhere. Did you get like a trademark on that word or anything? I mean, I've heard like mommy bloggers who are like, oh my God, batch time. Like, this is your word, Kelly.
Well, I wish I had a really good answer for that. but yeah, I guess I just have to say like, God, I wish I had a good answer for you, Zach.
Well, you're a trendsetter, and I mean, I don't know, did you coin that term, or were you able to?
But there was a point when I had a trademark on it, but it was only for specific uses.
Got it.
And then the trademark lapsed. I mean, it was kind of a, when you have a trademark, you have to actually defend it too. So you have to like continually pay people to fight on, like if someone used it, you have to go, it's whack-a-mole again. So at least that's how it was explained to me. I'm not a legal expert or trademark expert. And I've looked into how it's kind of a sore spot because I probably should have been smarter business-wise about that. But
I'm sorry to bring it up.
That's okay.
Maybe, no, are you wearing... Are you wearing Betch by Dre headphones right now?
Betch by Dre, yeah.
He did make $1 billion off Betch by Dre.
You deserve a chunk of that, I think.
Well, geez. I don't know what to say. I wish I knew what to say about it. It is kind of like, oh, whoops. But.
Yeah, you know what? You learn a little bit from it. I tried to trademark the word alcoholiday back then as well.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't go well for me. Yeah. I don't know. We'll track down some money for both of us. Liam Farrell. Any more questions for Kelly before we get into the headlines?
I just want to say it is an honor to meet one of the first viral superstars. Really psyched you could be here for the season finale, Kelly.
And thanks, Liam. I'm glad to be here.
Great.
How's this dating life, by the way, Kelly? Any young men out there? Are you still 16 or are you 30 now?
Yeah, that's a good question.
you look the same.
well, thanks. I guess I'm 30. I mean, right? Because I kind of anchored her in time with this new video, so.
True.
Wait, am I Kelly or Liam right now? I'm kidding.
It's a fine line. This is what happened to Pee-wee Herman, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I, you know, Pee-wee, like, I remember watching Pee-wee as a teenager, actually. Okay, I'm dropping back into Liam.
All right.
And I loved Pee-wee Herman, and I thought it was so wrong that, you know, his career kind of ended when that movie theater incident happened. It was like, so what? Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Leave Pee-wee alone.
Thank you. Let's start a campaign. I mean, that was a pretty crazy time. That was before, you know, we could basically watch legal porn on YouTube and just call it a music.
Yeah.
But you know, the 90s, man. Long yeah. time ago.
Long time ago now. Yeah.
I really miss that community where, I mean, now, like you said, everyone can just look on their phone and find like hot erotic porn. But like we had the community back then where we could all go to the theater together and jack off as guys. I really miss that brotherhood and camaraderie.
What was the movie? Was it Boogie Nights?
Oh.
Where Burt Reynolds was like, oh, porn should not be on videotape.
Yeah.
Yes.
It should be on film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy, the editor was like, it's coming, Jack. Videos are coming.
Yeah. Adapt.
And I think that recently went down like 10 years ago when everyone went online. Everyone's like, we can't give up the DVD business. Sorry.
Yeah.
The DVD business is giving up on you.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same with social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, MySpace was massive and it's gone.
I'm still on it.
Oh, yeah?
Huge, huge following.
I didn't know it exists still.
They make a run every few years to try to bring it back, and it's like, nah, it's over, dude. You know.
Well, you I tried know. To log into my old MySpace a couple months ago just to, like, take some dumb stuff down. I can't get access to it. It's still up. There's
really?
No recourse to get in.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep. Just
I haven't even tried to get into my old MySpace. Remember you had to, like, copy the code and paste it in?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was. You teens today will never know what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before
back in my day, you had to
back
know.
In my oh. day, before Snapchat. Anyway, speaking of a long time ago, here's some headlines for you. Keanu Reeves said he once rescued a pre-famous Octavia Spencer when she was stranded on the roadside many, many years ago. Keanu Reeves picked up this young lady stranded. Now, then all of a sudden, she's an Academy Award-winning actor. Liam Farrell, what do you think about this story that this is just coming out now?
Yeah, I mean, this is just one of a long line of Keanu lore. There's all these stories about people encountering Keanu Reeves and him being an absolute gentleman and nice guy every single time. So this is just another one of those. And a lot of people don't realize this, but this is like an old superstition. If you're ever in trouble or you need some help in a pickle, you just close your eyes, cross your fingers, and say Keanu three times. He'll magically appear, help you out with whatever you need.
That's not bad. I'm going to try that next time.
Yep.
I don't know why this became a headline now. Like, where did this just come out of nowhere? Is he, like, just trying to promote Bill and...
That Keanu might be a little too nice. You know, when people... us Americans love to watch somebody fall from grace. So there might be that, like, Ellen sort of... Tom Hanks is Ooh. Going through it a little bit now where someone's too nice. We got to take him down. And I really hope that this does not happen with Keanu Reeves.
Kelly, do you think it's possible to be too nice in Hollywood?
No. No, but I think Keanu, like early in his career, got a lot of shit because he was, you know, super cute, but everyone was like, he's not a good actor. Mm. He's just and so now he's getting rewarded for who he really is. I think after The Matrix, people were like, oh yeah, we love this guy.
That is interesting. Remember that? Like he came out and he was just like, whoa. Oh
yeah.
You know, he was Ted from Bill and Ted.
Like in Speed?
Yeah.
Yep. I remember people giving him a lot of shit for not being a good actor. And now he's like, all right, well, screw you. I'm an awesome person.
I like it. He's like, what was that, Liam?
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, I think it really the turning point for him was John Wick 2, where he was really able to show off his range as an actor and as an artist. But yeah.
Bless Either him. That or Four Point Break.
Sorry, the John Wick movies, they're just video games.
Exactly, yeah. It's one long cut sequence.
Yeah.
They're giving you a mission before. Yeah.
A lot of green screening.
Yeah, you know? And ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Here's my Keanu line I remember from Point Break. Ready? Miss you by about a week in Fiji. Came up on a new name in Baja, but I knew you wouldn't miss the 50-year storm, Bodie.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, thank you
That's
very much.
Good.
I actually got to do the Point Break Live once where I got chosen to play Keanu. If you ever heard of that show,
no way. It was
a big LA thing where like they would choose some random person in the crowd to go play Keanu Reeves. You had to go on stage and audition to do it. And then you just have cue cards and you're reading them as you go throughout it. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, that's way too much time spent on Keanu Reeves. Give us a call, Keanu, if you want to talk more.
We love you, Keanu.
We love you, bro. We love you, man. Bro. What the hell am I doing? New TikTok challenge, Kelly, you and your teenage friends are probably doing, called the Benadryl challenge. You heard about this, Liam Farrell? This is basically you film yourself buzzed and like stoned on overdosed Benadryl. Girl in Oklahoma died yesterday doing the TikTok Benadryl challenge. What the hell is wrong with people?
Oh, no.
You can get fucked up on Benadryl?
I guess so.
I gotta try this.
Let's do it right now. Benadryl challenge. Drink some.
No, Liam, someone died. That's when you say, don't try that.
Oh! Well, you know, if you're really confident in yourself and you think that you can handle it, I would say just give it a try. Kids, especially at home, listening to this podcast.
Kelly, I don't know if you don't do it.
I'm not doing it.
I just love these challenges are so ridiculous. It's like
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods. Remember that? Yeah.
Ice Bucket was great.
Yeah, those are good. Those are, you know, they're for a cause.
Yeah.
Any sort of like social media post that has a call to action at the end that just doesn't involve any sort of like goodwill or raising money or something. It's just like, 10 of my friends need to post this or else we are not friends anymore. You need to eat 8 packets of ketchup if you truly are my friend.
I don't pay any attention to those.
No. Delete it.
All right, I'll stop sending them. My bad.
Stop sending those, Zach.
I'm sorry. How about this? Rumor says that President Trump went to the hospital in November for what people are calling a series of mini strokes. Now, he says, no, that's fake news. I was just finishing a checkup at 4 in the morning. A lot of people say this guy was having mini strokes. I wouldn't be surprised. Liam Farrell, any idea what was going on here, really?
Yeah, well, this is known by a lot of Washington insiders as Strokegate, and there's a lot of rumors flying around. Other people are saying he was visiting a soldier who was undergoing a risky surgery, which is a very patriotic thing to do. But we all know a pattern with this guy, that once he starts explicitly denying something that nobody even mentioned in the first place, that's probably exactly what's going on. So he's the one that said mini strokes. I'm not having them. So I think it's safe to assume he is having many a mini stroke, which is also a band that I was in sixth grade, the Mini Strokes. And we performed Reptilia for my mom's friends on the back porch, and we all were playing out of this one Ibanez amp. It was
you guys days of my life. Curly mini hair strokes. And a drug problem.
Yep.
The Mini Strokes.
Well, we're all very tall now, so we'd have to. You know, produce spawn and then keep these ongoing generations of mini strokes going.
yeah,
just like what's currently happening in the White House.
Well, go ahead, Kelly.
I was going to say Trump lies all the time and he makes it like really difficult to know what's real. And I hope he's completely voted out in November.
Kelly, getting political. Yes. Are you registered to vote, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm going to vote by mail.
Good.
Because we're going to have a post office. And it's, like, ridiculous. We have to, like, defend the post office.
I have to go to the
post office. Kevin Costner was right.
Yeah, what was that movie? The Postman?
The Postman. We need Kevin Costner to deliver all of our votes by horseback. That's the only way that we can save this election.
That movie was not good, from what I remember. He loved the post-apocalyptic movies, though. That was like his thing back then. The world's over. I'm delivering mail on a horse.
Waterworld.
World's over. I'm delivering mail on a boat.
Speaking of Waterworld, isn't there a story about the ice caps?
There certainly is. We are headed for a water world. The climate scientists are saying the Arctic ice sheets are melting at a pace beyond worst case scenario. So water world is coming. And what do you guys think about this? I mean, this is scary shit.
Well, I think one of the reasons that is certainly not the only one, but a contributing factor is so many people are playing really just hot fire music these days. And every time they put on a really good hot beat or spin something on Spotify, it causes the earth to heat up a little bit and the ice caps to melt.
So Kelly's mask song is responsible for the polar ice caps melting?
Oh, shit.
Sorry, man. Ma'am.
Ma'am. Don't call me ma'am. That sucks. I mean, it's every day there's more bad news. I mean, we knew about global warming forever. And we haven't...
Yeah, this doesn't seem like an alarming... I mean, it's happening at a rapid rate right now, but everything, I mean...
Yeah.
Where you look, it's 115 in like September, and it's lightning storms everywhere, and there's four hurricanes combining into one massive hurricane. I mean, something's going on. We may not find it on the Audio Up News Network, but something's happening out there. We're not sure what it is. My prediction?
Are going to save us?
I don't know if they're going to save us or what, but that's just what that's my whole solution to everything.
Aliens. Well... isn't there, going on a tangent, but wasn't there like a story about how UFOs are real?
Yeah. But will we make contact? Have we made contact? All that? Are they sending these crazy natural disasters to us to tell us to stop fucking up? And who knows? Sorry, I smoked a little weed this morning.
Hell yeah. Legalize it.
It's and good for you.
Some Benadryl.
Whatever it takes.
I'm very excited to announce that Cher is a Joe Biden supporter and raised $2 million during a virtual Zoom. Cher! Wow. What do you think song she performed?
I think she played a little new hit single that's called Do You Believe in Life After Trump?
Yes.
Do you believe in life after Trump?
I can hear something inside me say.
That's a good song.
What are some others? If I could turn back time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To 2016.
Yeah, I can't think of any other Cher songs other than Half Breed, which I don't even think you can say anymore.
I Got You, Babe.
Good one.
Yeah.
Who would she sing that to?
I Got You, Joe.
Amazing. Could you imagine if that was his like campaign song? He came out to that and everyone's like
it really invigorates the bass.
I know Joe's slogan is Build Back Better, but early on, I don't know if he had a slogan, and I saw a sign that just said Biden, President.
Brilliant.
Simple, to the point.
I was like, great.
I just thought it was no malarkey. I really like that as a slogan. No malarkey.
No malarkey. You say that? No Biden Harris. No malarkey. Really get the young voters out with that one.
Do you think there's any conservative Cher fans out there? There's got to be a couple.
Yes. She goes over all different types of people. She's like, she's so huge. She's got that Barbara Streisand factor.
Yes.
The weird thing about Cher for me always was that in like 1990 something, she danced on the deck of that ship in like a crazy thong with tattoos on her ass in front of her son. And her son was playing guitar in her band.
Like, I didn't know her son was.
Yeah, her son was in the band and she was like.
I had no idea her son was there.
Yeah, very weird. She's got to be in her early 30s by now, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, like a fine wine. She's really. Aging quite gracefully.
Did you see Cher in Mask?
Oh, Mask is such a great movie.
Yeah. Eric Stoltz and Cher.
And Sam Elliott. That was Sam Elliott's like big breakthrough. Like, this guy's really awesome. And he was in Roadhouse, and that was it. Forget it.
Now he's just a meme. You ever see the Sam Elliott memes? Somebody will say like some like ignorant thing on Facebook, but they'll put it over a superimpose it over a picture of Sam Elliott, like it's making a really like tough guy like good point.
Oh, and he's like grinning.
You mean to tell me all lives don't matter? And he's just sitting there with like the yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that shitty grin. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
You got a sarsaparilla. Got a Sioux City sarsaparilla. Much obliged.
Yes.
Yeah. That voice from the bottom of a well.
Oh, he was in A Star Is Born, too. Remember, he's like, you stole my... He was pretty good.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Playing Bradley Cooper's older brother, who was like 60 years older than him. I mean... Anyway, shout out to Cher, my girl, in the thongkini in front of her son. It's got to be weird having a mom that sexual. I mean, my mom was a cute girl. But no, like I can't imagine my mom in a thongkini in front of my band dancing around.
I don't know. You get to a certain point where you're just like, all right, go ahead, mom.
You do you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put maybe some food on the table, a nice in-ground pool in the backyard.
That's true.
You look at some mom cheeks.
I'll need therapy no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fucked up no matter what.
Yeah.
Let's see, we got a couple minutes left here before I have to go pay for more Zoom time, and I'm not doing that. This is our season finale. We're gonna finish strong. You know, it's kind of a heavy political day today, but Old Navy is saying they're paying their employees to work at the polls during Election Day. I mean, do they have any requirements for this? Like, what's going on?
And how it's a good move. There's a lot of short. There's a shortage of poll workers. You go to the polls, you see it's mostly old ladies, and you know. Old ladies are kind of stuck at home or, they've passed on to the other side. So they're getting more young people to volunteer. But yes, Old Navy will pay their employees, even if they weren't scheduled to work on that day. But yeah, the requirement, they have to wear an Old Navy tech vest and or Hawaiian board shorts.
They have to put that on. By the way, Old Navy, that's ageism against old people. I'm sorry. Against young people, I mean. Right. Needs to be just like middle-aged Navy.
Or new Navy. Yes.
New Navy.
But other companies should look at that and go, oh yeah, let's jump on that. Because that's a great move. That's a great, like we're talking about Old Navy. I haven't talked about Old Navy since, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Since you stopped shopping there?
Yeah. So I think it's a great PR move and other companies should notice that.
Goop.
Target, Walmart,
about Goop can make a candle if you vote that's someone's vagina and then they give it out.
No? I'd give that a whiff. I think I'd be interested in a line of Kelly candles.
Ooh. Kelly candles.
Yeah.
They smell like feet.
You could go big with those.
Yeah, there's a market for that.
Big time. Who else could do it? Hot Topic. Like one of those like teens pay their employees to smoke Juul pods while you're voting.
Yes. Well, Hot Topic actually is getting in the mix a little bit. If you come into a Hot Topic wearing an I voted sticker on election day, they'll give you a free glow in the dark Sublime poster to hang up in your room.
A blacklight poster.
I want that. I want that poster. Yes.
That's actually pretty funny. Yeah, you can get that. Just go in there. Kelly, you're drinking a coffee mug with a D on it. Anyone in your family with a D in their name?
Dad.
It's a dad mug. Okay.
Ooh.
Kids.
Oh, God.
Like, that's funny. I'm trying to think. I'm like, does Liam have anyone in his family? No, no.
I have no family. Nope.
With a He's name with a D.
I'm at David's house, David Ficka's house.
Oh, all right. The director, of course, of the Masks video.
Yeah.
Another mutual friend. The man we met through, one of our mutual friends, very talented, David Ficka's. Very talented, Liam Sullivan, a.k.a. Kelly. Thanks for stopping into the Audio Up News Network on our
season. Thanks for having me, guys.
Congratulations on Masks. No one's still listening, but anything you want to promote at this point to, like, try to get people to check out the video?
I'm so bad at this, but just type in masks, Kelly masks.
Kelly masks. Will you be making Kelly Betch masks or shoes masks?
Yes, and we are donating some of the proceeds of that to Doctors Without Borders to help them fight this fucking coronavirus.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. If you need, have you printed them up yet? Because I know some mask guys.
Yeah, we have a shop at Teespring.
Great.
And there's links to that. If you see the mask video on YouTube, there's links in the description. And if you go to Teespring, you just search Liam Kyle Sullivan or Kelly OMG Shoes or, you know, Betch, you'll find it.
Great. How's the video doing so far?
It's doing great. And I'm dropping character, but I'm so blown away by how many people are saying such positive things. And they're like, oh my God, I remember this video. I remember the shoes video. It takes me back to, you know, high school or eighth grade.
Wow.
And they're so happy. Some people are saying, you know, this is what we needed this year. Some kind of like a little bit of joy, a little bit of like, ah, remember this. So that feels really good.
I love it. A little levity and like nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause everywhere you turn, there's a bad, like the news.
But not here. We had Liam Kyle Sullivan, Kelly Masks, go search it. Liam Farrell. This is a sad ending to our first season, my friend. I've had a great time. And hopefully we'll be back for season two if we get the pickup. But, you know, we'll do something else down the road.
Indeed. Call your senators, guys, and say renew Audio Up News Network.
Exactly.
For season two. That's the important thing to tell your senators.
I think we got like 62 episodes in of this. Yep. Mainly my little one-on-one stuff, but that's a lot. That's a good run. So we will be back. Thank you, Liam Sullivan.
Thank you, guys.
AKA Kelly. Thank you, Liam.
Thank you.
And Audio Up News, you know, check us out online. Whatever. Thanks for listening, guys. We will see you next season. And I'm Zach Selwyn signing off. Play that little jingle.
Hi there, my name's John Paul Kermy. I am a breathwork teacher. I'm really excited to be doing this new podcast with my good friend Feldy called Hang Ups.
That's right, I'm John Feldman. I'm in a band called Goldfinger. John Paul taught me breathwork. It changed my life. We're talking about solutions to problems today.
Listen to Hang Ups on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jingle Jared. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Ooh, la, la.